Here we go. Fanning, online supervision meeting is in order. Welcome, everybody. I think we'll have a few more logging on as we begin to get going here. Let's see. Volume 22. I've been thinking about this topic for a long, long time and how really to discuss it on our supervision group meetings. Let's see. The secret language of feelings for hypnotherapists. So this is kind of going to be like the book, The Secret Language of Feelings, except I'm going to slant it to the hypnotherapist and your needs. One of the biggest surprises that our interns and our permanent hypnotherapists experience during our supervision meetings at our center is how important it is to really understand the secret language of feelings, which we're going to abbreviate SLF, and how that understanding transforms them into much more effective hypnotherapists. That's what we're going to go over today. We're going to apply the secret language of feelings to hypnotherapy in a way that goes deeper than we're able to go in class. We've just got those 7 days or those 10 days, and we're going to really be able to go in much deeper. So, if you have any questions about anything I'm covering, please feel free to interrupt me at any time. Again, time is not of the essence here. What's most important is that I get this information out at a depth that you guys can really use it to improve your sessions and interactions with your students. So, I will use the list below to systematically go through the important terms and concepts associated with the secret language of feelings and discuss how it all applies to the work that you do as a 5-path hypnotherapist and a 7-path teacher. All right, here we go. Number one, emotions are generated in the subconscious mind. We'll abbreviate that SCM, as our perceptions interact with our beliefs, expectations, and habits. Think about the model that I teach during the first day of training and the three levels of the mind. Remember, I put that big rectangular picture up on the board, and I talk about there's the conscious mind, and there's the subconscious mind, and there's the unconscious mind. Number two, feelings occur when your unconscious mind automatically responds to emotions generated in the subconscious mind. So what's happening is through your senses, touch, taste, sight, smell, and hearing, what happens? You have perceptions about what's going on in the world around you. These perceptions are your thoughts. The perceptions turn into thoughts, and your thoughts interact with what you hold in your subconscious mind. Primarily your beliefs about how things should be, and then if things are like they should be and you feel like you're going to be able to satisfy your needs, wants, and desires, you feel good. All kinds of different kinds of pleasurable feelings. But if you perceive that you're not going to be able to meet your needs, wants, or desires according to your belief systems that are in place in the subconscious mind, then uncomfortable emotions can emerge. Emotions in themselves are not uncomfortable. But what happens is, as soon as the emotion is generated in the subconscious mind, your unconscious mind, and your unconscious mind is the consciousness of your body. Remember, the unconscious mind regulates all the body functions. It would be everything from perspiration to respiration, digestion, all these different automatic body functions. So if you get this emotion and it's an emotion like anger or sadness or fear, then your unconscious mind automatically, mechanistically kicks into action, making you feel that way. If you're sad, your unconscious part of your mind makes your body feel the way that it feels when you are sad. And that's why we say we feel sad. Our unconscious mind makes our body behave in a certain way according to certain feelings. For example, sadness we might start experiencing some tearing in the eyes. That's not something that we do consciously. We don't go, gosh, I'm feeling sad. I better make my tear ducts begin to fill up, right? That's not what happens. What happens is this automatic body function as the unconscious mind mechanistically, automatically, slavishly responds to the emotions created in the subconscious mind.